This is Via Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. American regulators meet Thursday to assess the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine for emergency approval. This comes one day after the country logged one of its worst ever daily COVID-19 death tolls, with more than 3,000 people losing their lives to the pandemic. It's not confirmed when the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will issue the emergency authorization for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, but Health Secretary Alex Azar indicated that it could be next week. The United States is the worst hit nation in the world, with more than 15 million known infections and close to 290,000 deaths. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says vaccine nationalism is moving at full speed. He says that is leaving people in developing nations watching preparations for the rollout of vaccines against the coronavirus in some rich countries and wondering if and when they will be vaccinated. The UN chief has repeatedly called for vaccines to be treated as a global public good available to everyone on the planet. And he appealed Wednesday for $4.2 billion in the next 2 months for a World Health Organization program to buy and deliver virus vaccines for the world's poorest people. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is pledging $250 million in additional funding toward the global campaign to fight the coronavirus pandemic. Parts of the funds will be channeled to the distribution of life-saving doses of COVID-19 vaccines to parts of sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia. The World Health Organization has identified the goal of vaccinating 3% of Africans by March of 2021 and 20% by the end of the year. NASA has formally introduced 18 astronauts who will take part in the U.S. Space Agency's new manned lunar program. This is VOA News. China says it's imposing sanctions on U.S. officials who have performed badly over Hong Kong issues, in response to restrictions slapped on Chinese officials this week over Beijing's clampdown on the city. On Monday, the U.S. said it was freezing any U.S. assets and barring travel to the United States for 14 vice chairs of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress, which spearheaded the tough new law. China's foreign ministry says it will impose sanctions on U.S. executive officials, congressional personnel, and non-governmental organization personnel who have performed badly on Hong Kong-related issues. No details about when the sanctions would become active or the people they would affect were given. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says humanitarian access in Ethiopia's Tigray region is his immediate priority. Guterres is calling for unfettered access of humanitarian assistance and the swift resumption of the rule of law in a secure environment and in full respect for human rights. In response to reporters' questions, Guterres said that he had made these points to Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, and there was a full acceptance by the Prime Minister of the need to move in this direction. Fighting erupted November 4th in the disputed northern Tigray region between the Tigray People's Liberation Front and Ethiopian forces. Thousands of people are believed to have been killed in the conflict, which has displaced more than 1 million people, including more than 45,000 refugees who fled to neighboring Sudan. Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan is in Azerbaijan Thursday to join nationwide celebrations, marking his close allies' decisive military victory against Armenia in their conflict for control of disputed territory. Azerbaijan's army paraded military hardware and weapons seized from Armenia during the six-week war through the capital Baku ahead of Erdogan's arrival to rehearse for a large-scale victory parade Thursday. Erdogan is scheduled to hold talks with his Azerbaijani counterpart and preside over the military showcasing that is the culmination of nationwide festivities for the victory. And a group of activists and celebrities have signed an open letter to Nigeria's president demanding that he hold accountable security personnel accused of shooting anti-police brutality protesters. The letter, published in the New York Times on Thursday to mark International Human Rights Day, comes nearly 2 months after what witnesses and Amnesty International say was a fatal clash in Lagos between peaceful protesters and military and police. The military and police deny shooting protesters. Via Remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News. VOA 1.